You're listening to the Sports Overnight Weekend.
Aquaman Radio is on the air. Live from the Sports Byline Studios in the City by the Bay, this is Sports Overnight America, a.k.a. Johnny Taco and his All-Stars. I'll be joined in a couple of minutes by my All-Stars to talk about Dominic Jimenez and Zach Kakian. We've got NBA to talk about. We've got the NFL to talk about. But Super Bowl 50, you know, I'm not going to sort of shine too much on Super Bowl 50 in this next segment. I'm going to shine on the dark side of the NFL. I'm talking about concussions. I'm talking about guys dying, brain damage. Joe Capp, as I mentioned earlier, a man that played in the Super Bowl. What a fantastic football player he was, of course, out of Cal. A local guy, straight up, brain damage. Doesn't remember who he was walking down the street. Kent Stabler, Hall of Famer, inducted today. Didn't know who he was the last couple of years of his life. Pretty ugly. We'll talk with his wife about Kent Stabler. We'll hear about Kent Stabler from Kent Stabler himself. In this next segment, we'll talk about the dark side of the NFL. The NBA. Dominic Jimenez will bring us up to date on the NBA. Of course, Dominic Jimenez and Zach Kakian. Zach will be doing his thing on Combat Sports. But it's all about these quarterbacks. We'll talk about Peyton Manning. What is he, 39 going on 99? Taking on Cam Newton. What is he, 19 going on 20? Straight up, youth against age. I like youth. What do you like? Open phone lines, coast to coast, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. And the Twitter thing, yes, we got that happening as well. And the address is at Taco Man Radio. This is Johnny Taco and his All-Stars live on Sports Byline.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. 1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
I like this kind of party, baby.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
Nobody played the game like the Snake. I'm talking about Ken Stabler, inducted into the Hall of Fame 2016 class. Of course, the quarterback number 12 of the Oakland Raiders. What a fantastic man he was. I mean, around here, we know him as the party guy. As I said earlier, an hour in the morning, if you missed that, I mean, he would rumored to be doing cocaine with chicks in hotel rooms till like 8:30, 9:30 in the morning. He'd show up at the Oakland Coliseum at 9:45, 10 o'clock. He'd play and he'd win. And like he says, how long do you have to sleep to play 3 hours? Come on. Anyway, Ken Stabler, in-depth in this segment. But I want to talk about the fact that when Ken died last year at the age of 69, he didn't know who he was, much like a lot of NFL players passing away these days. Of course, he wasn't covered any of this concussions coverage and none of that stuff. Why his era wasn't covering that, I just don't know. But the bottom line is, at the end of the day, football is more dangerous than boxing. Straight up, I want to bring you into this dark side of football, but I've got to bring you into the horse's mouth. And to that, we go to the wife of the player. She tells it like it is. Take it away, Cuddy.
He was a sprint-out quarterback at Alabama, an All-American. He was drafted number 2 by the Oakland Raiders.
People always wonder where his nickname came from, the Snake, and it came actually from one of his high school coaches. He zigzagged back and forth, and the coach said, "That boy runs like a snake." Football in the South is almost like religion. He grew up listening to Alabama football on the radio with his daddy. Then Coach Bryant came calling. Kenny was really good at hiding a lot of his symptoms from the girls because he didn't want them to worry. I think there were a lot of days that he could not get away from the sound in his head, and headaches became just a constant event for him. He grit his teeth so bad that he literally broke a bridge. There were days that I could walk into the house and knew that he was not having a good day. It was obvious by the look on his face. The house would be completely silent because he just didn't want any sound. He could never sleep. For our viewing pleasure, they pay for it with their bodies, and now we're finding out with their brain.
It made me kind of sad when he started talking about it because he knew. I think he knew that it was a lot worse than obviously what we knew.
It became an incredible weight on Kenny about his grandsons.
I know he worried constantly about my boys. Of course, I love watching them, but I do worry watching those hits.
That's not big rush this time. He's troubled and he's dropped at the 44.
I don't have any personal resentment or anger at the NFL. I'm not afraid to speak up and say they've got to stand up. They've got to do what's right. We know the helmet is not the answer. There has to be something done about the contact. I think people are probably going to start questioning, what are we doing, you know? What are we really doing? And what do we need to do now to fix it or to stop some of this?
Is it worth it? I tell you what, I used to refrain from my daughter boxing, okay? But if it came down to her boxing or playing football, I'd have her boxing. Why? Because as I'm looking at these guys that they end up later in life, boxers per se per capita, although they're known to get punch drunk, it seems like per capita, percentage-wise, they're less damaged than NFL football players. I told you about my contact with Mark Gastineau, the former New York Jets lineman. I mean, he was the king of the rush, no question about that. I interviewed him in his third or fourth fight. He couldn't talk. He couldn't spell his first name. I couldn't figure out what was wrong with him. The guy was punch drunk, and yet he hadn't taken a punch in the ring. What happened? NFL. The NFL is what happened. Let's take a look at Ken Stabler in Ken's own words.
He was a sprint-out quarterback at Alabama, an All-American. He was drafted number 2 by the Oakland Raiders while entertaining thoughts about another career as a baseball pitcher for the New York Yankees. He made All-Pro and took the Raiders to the Super Bowl. And he was a player whose off-field activities, it seems, were as chronicled as his on-field activities. Yet, here he is, 16 years later, in New Orleans, Louisiana. A lot grayer, a lot svelter, and if you ask Ken Stabler, a lot wiser.
I haven't changed much as far as me personally. It seems like an awful long time ago. I mean, 14 or 15 years of doing what I've been doing, it seems like a long time, but it's gone by in a big hurry. I feel pretty good about where I am and how I got here from 1968 to now, and I have a real good taste in my mouth about my career and about what I've done and how I did it and the people that I've been involved with. So I really haven't changed much at all. The appearance may have changed a little bit. More gray hair, a little older, a little more beat up.
It was less than instant success for Ken in the early days. His job was not to throw the football, but to watch others do what he felt he could do better.
I was no exception. I wanted to play right away and was upset and discontent with the fact that I wasn't playing and voiced it and wanted to be traded to other places where I could play. And George Blander was always there, and George would always say to stay right where you are and just keep developing, keep learning, keep studying. And when you get your opportunity to play, then you have to make the most of it, take advantage of the shot that you get.
When he did get his chance, his reputation began. Ask anyone in the NFL about Ken Stabler, the answer was unanimous. He's a winner. Some teams stand on the sidelines and wait for a way to lose. The Raiders with Ken Stabler at the helm are the opposite. Somehow, in some fashion, Stabler would find a way to beat you. Last-minute heroics became a way of life, and one thrill stood out above all the others.
It has to be the Super Bowl. I mean, it's the ultimate in our business. I mean, that's what we all play for, and that's what we're all trying to achieve. And I think that has to be the high point of my career. You know, when you sit around, you talk about quarterbacks. You talk about all the quarterbacks who have played, all the old-time quarterbacks and all the nowadays quarterbacks. When people sit in bars and restaurants and they start talking about quarterbacks, they're going to remember the ones that played the Super Bowl. They're going to remember the ones that won championships. And when they start throwing those names around, I want my name to be mentioned, and that was always a driving force in me that I wanted to be the quarterback on a team that won the whole thing.
But from the ultimate thrill to a season of problems. When New Orleans went 8-8 last year, there was joy on Bourbon Street. But when the Raiders went 9-7 after the Super Bowl season, it was time to clean house. Stabler was suddenly a heavy. He avoided the press and became fodder.
We're the Super Bowl team, and everybody's expecting us to repeat and to do well, and we wind up going 9-7. I had 30 interceptions in that year. A lot of them my fault. All of them my fault. Interception's interception. Doesn't matter who it bounces off of or what happens. You take credit for them. It's just the way the game is. And so, as a result, I had some writers that wanted to ask me about interceptions, which would have entailed me being critical of my teammates, and I refuse to do that. So I just take the whole load.
John Madden was to quit as the coach of the Raiders after that season, and Al Davis and Ken Stabler were not to be found at the same party.
I consider him a friend, I suppose. I don't. We parted maybe with a little bitterness, a little ill feelings, you know. But I really didn't like things that he said about me to the media or in public. And as a result, after the bad year, that he traded me, which is his prerogative. But I admire the fact that he has maintained a winning tradition with that ball club for a long period of time.
Ken Stabler became an expendable commodity in Oakland and was shipped to Houston. It was like taking the same old show on the road for Kenny. He was at once a success and a winner. And it started a bond that continues today between player and coach.
I don't think there's anybody in the world can walk on a football field and get a football team to do the things, any football team. You can put Kenny Stabler in the L.A. Rams huddle. If he went to their football team, I promise you, and he walked out there, they'd be listening and they'd be trying to do what he told them he wanted them to do.
The NFL is perhaps living proof of the only constant being change. Bum Phillips was out in Houston, and the new broom took the quarterback with it. It was fitting that when Phillips surfaced in New Orleans, Stabler was right behind. Ken Stabler, circa 1984, is a new souped-up model. At 190 pounds, he's 25 pounds lighter, more fit, and being utilized in a new role, that of guru and part-time relief pitcher. What goes around, I guess, comes around.
I still enjoy the whole scene of it, you know. I enjoy the camaraderie of the team and being around the guys and all the stuff that goes on in the locker room, the travel, being around the fans. The most important, the most fun of all is the actual playing. Well, I still enjoy throwing the ball and get a real nice feeling when you throw a nice tight spiral and somebody on your team catches it. But I'm still having fun.
The great Ken Stabler, Super Bowl champion, four-time Pro Bowler, 73, 74, 76, 77. I mean, he's had some accomplishments, but he died of brain cancer. And I'll ask the coach when I bring on the coach in about 20 minutes. I'm talking about Coach John Johnson. Is it worth it? Is contact sports really worth it? I mean, how much money can you give a guy for him to end up being brain damaged and unable to speak, unable to remember who he was, like Joe Capp, forgetting who he was on the way to the store? Straight up. Bad things happening in the NFL. Why? Concussions. You're tuned to Sports Byline. Sports Over in America, Johnny Taco comes back with his All-Stars right after this.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy price. Again, get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Attention! If you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hardway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
Last season, you started a church.
Yeah, we started a church. Yeah.
I mean,
it turns out that is an incredibly easy thing to do.
No.
With almost no legal consequences. Yeah, we started a church, and my wife was Rachel Dratch, who's the greatest.
Oh, of course, I love
the greatest.
Rachel.
No one's funnier than Dratch.
She's a funny human.
And, we asked for donations, for, like, $1 donations.
How did you even hear?
It got out of hand fast. Basically, we got in touch with this pastor, and for 6 months, he was emailing back and forth, and we were sending him money, and he was sending us stupid back. And we were sending him more and keeping this plate spinning, and eventually we just set up our own church, and then we had $70,000 donated in singles. Someone sent us a 4-foot wooden penis, which I did not ask for, Jimmy. I can't stress that enough. At no point did I say, please send a 4-foot wooden penis. Or indeed 3 foot or 5 foot.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry, it just didn't fit in the background here, so I had to send it to someone.
It's true.
Yeah, I had to send it to someone.
Yeah.
You went to Russia and you interviewed Edward Snowden.
Yeah, that is insane, and that is less legally safe, to be honest.
How did you pull it off? Who knew that you were going?
We didn't tell HBO.
Good for
you're
you.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
Time to talk the hardball. Hardball, of course, the hard floor. Talk about straight up NBA. And the man that brings us up to date in the NBA is none other than Dominic Jimenez. And Dominic, the Warriors are winners tonight, but what else is happening in the world of the NBA?
Yeah, so really quick, the Warriors, 41st straight home victory. That's second all-time in terms of length of streak. They're only trailing the 44 straight home wins put up by the 95 Bulls. But just behind the Warriors are the San Antonio Spurs. They won tonight. They won their 37th straight home game. So it, kind of the subplot with the back-and-forth kind of thing we've seen with the Warriors and the Spurs is they both are they're 41 and 37, four games separated on this winning home streak. So in addition to the Spurs only being 3.5 games back, it's kind of fun seeing which team is going to blink first at home. And it's a fun little subplot to kind of follow along as they battle for first and second in the Western Conference.
You know, there was some talk this week on Sports Talk Radio here in the City by the Bay about Kevin Durant coming to Golden State and Golden State having to dump three or four players in order to get him. There's no way they're going to try to make a deal for Kevin Durant, is there?
No, it's definitely possible.
It's possible?
Absolutely. When you have an opportunity to add, you know, a top five player in the league, you're going to explore those options. Absolutely. Some of the names I would have to move from what I've seen and what I've looked at in terms of salaries, Harrison Barnes would leave on a sign-and-trade. He's going to be a free agent coming up at the end of the year. Iguodala and Bogut would both have to be moved, but their contracts are coming up soon, so they're also going to be guys that are not necessarily part of your long-term future. I don't think it's going to happen. I don't see Durant coming here. However, I can definitely see the Warriors kicking the tires because, you know, as great as they've been, they won the title last year. They're dominating this year. The last thing you want to do is be complacent. There's always room for improvement. Granted, this team's pretty much at the top of performance-wise, but you've seen it with the Giants. You know, the 2010 team, they won. They re-signed their guys. They didn't necessarily get better in the offseason. They were terrible in 2011. 2012, they re-signed. They win 2012. They re-signed their guys into 2013. They're not very good again. Same goes for 2014 and 2015. So if you're not getting better, you're getting worse. It's a little cliche of me, but that's how I kind of see it. The Warriors need and will kick the tires on Kevin Durant.
Zach, if it ain't broke, why fix it? I mean, come on, they're on their way to another NBA title. I mean, the team is a dominant team. It's a young team. Why would you want to throw the – Kevin Durant's getting long in the tooth as well. Why would you want to risk the entire franchise – I mean, Dominic just had his reasons for it, but why would you want to risk most of the franchise, which is already winning, which is already the best team in basketball, to something that's unknown? It's an unknown commodity if this can all come together.
Right. You know, Kevin Durant, okay, there's no question that he's better than just about everyone on the Warriors, with the exception of maybe Steph Curry. But that being said, I mean, they have such great team chemistry, and to give up all those guys, even if they're bench players, you know, I personally don't think it's worth it. I think it would be a foolish move for them, and I don't think that they should pursue Kevin Durant. I mean, maybe consider it just because, you got to consider a big move like that, but I don't know. I mean, this might be the best NBA team that we've ever seen, and we're going to break it up for a guy that, I mean, he went to the finals and lost. At the end of the day, I mean, I don't think that's worth it.
Okay, before I go to Dominic, the naked Super Bowl party going on in San Jose, looking for a group of guys to come over and watch a game in the Buff on Sunday. Anybody interested, Dom?
I'll stick to my couch and my party and my 50-inch TV with my clothes on. Thank you very much, though.
Take it away, Mr. Menace.
No, yeah, you know, Kevin Durant's only 27. That's one thing. I'll get back to the NBA. Let's move on. Let's get back to the NBA. Durant is only 27, and I think he knows how to play with a superstar. He's playing with Russell Westbrook already, a guy that has the ball in his hands, you know, probably 70% of the time. So I don't think the ball would be an issue there. You know, Zach mentioned you're going to break up a team. The issue with that is, you know, Harrison Barnes is due for an extension, and he already declined one from the Warriors, so it looks like you're going to have to pay him a ton of money to stay. And Iguodala and Bogut's contracts are both coming up. Those are both veterans. I don't necessarily see them taking lesser roles and lesser money to stay with the team for the sake of continuity. I just like the idea of Kevin Durant being a Warrior. I guess that's where I'll leave that at.
Is that just greed on the – is that a fan being greedy for superstars? I mean, yeah, as I said – You've got the you've won the Indy 500. You're leading the race the second time around. Why would you want to mess around and maybe change tires, Dominic?
Because it makes the team better. I think I genuinely think it makes the team better. But that's just the way I see it.
Straight up, we're talking sports. Of course, the NFL is prime time. The Super Bowl just hours away, just miles away down the peninsula here from the city by the bay and the home of the San Francisco 49ers. Jed York Stadium down there. We call it Levi's Stadium. But, you know, I got to go back to this before I go to Dominic and the back to Dominic and the NBA. Dom, with the city getting all this attention regarding the Super Bowl and this and that, I'm just not feeling it. I really don't feel we've got an NFL team here anymore. Maybe you said it was all about Levi's Stadium or something like that. But I've become disgusted as far as the 49ers are concerned, and the Raiders don't seem to be putting together a winning team. They're talking about going to Las Vegas, this and that. But the 49ers seem doomed for the next few years, and this stadium move, it just wasn't good for San Francisco. Those aren't the San Francisco 49ers.
Yeah, I agree with you to an extent, but I don't think you can put blame on the players. That the reason that it doesn't really feel like they're not the San Francisco 49ers, that is an issue that is rooted at the top of the organization. Between Trent Baalke and Jed York, they seem to have kind of lost the sense of what the 49ers' identity is in a way. They've kind of, I don't blame them, you know, it's the GM and the president, I don't blame them for wanting to run the organization their way. They want their guys. I understand that. But I don't think that they're necessarily the greatest decision makers that exist in pro sports. We were talking about Eddie DeBartolo Jr. earlier. He was one of the greatest owners of all time. People wanted to play for the 49ers and for Eddie D because they knew what kind of owner he was. He was a guy that people liked. You don't necessarily have that going on, that same type of, I need to play for the Niners, I need to play for Jed York. You don't have that anymore, really. And one perfect example is Mike Vrabel, the former linebacker. I believe he's the linebacker's coach in Houston. The Niners offered him the defensive coordinator position, and he turned it down. So not only was he offered a defensive coordinator position, there's only 32 of those that exist in the world. Not only did he pass on that, but he passed on an opportunity to come to a franchise as noted, as respected, as historically relevant as the San Francisco 49ers, and he declined. He had that opportunity, and he declined. And I think that's kind of the state of where this ownership and front office have put this team. In a way, they've been put behind the eight ball, and I think that's really compounded the fact that they left. They left, and then things really started shifting there. It's been a really unfortunate 2 years, the last 2 years, between Harbaugh's firing and then the Tom Sula era, I guess. Can we call it a one-year an era? Tom Sula, the Tom Sula
The Amici's Pizza run.
Yeah, there you go. The Jim Tom Sula, Amici's Pizza run, reign, whatever the hell we're going to call it.
Okay. Dominic, how old are you?
24, going on 25 this year.
Okay, and Zach, how old are you?
Same exact age.
So I guess it wasn't you guys that posted this ad on Craigslist a couple hours ago, looking to take a T-girl to the Super Bowl with me. You must meet for a drink Saturday night somewhere close to me. Send a picture. I'm 28 years old, straight up. That is Craigslist. People going to the game. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Next up, Coach's Corner. And then after that, I put the guys on the spot. They're going to tell me things that I don't know, and hopefully things you don't know as well. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Tweet us. Yes, the Taco Man Radio Show is at Taco Man Radio. That's our Twitter thing. Straight up, this is Sporto of Nine America, the weekend edition. Johnny Taco in front of the mic from Detroit, the Mighty Spinners. To go.
Without automatic cloud backup, everything on your computer is at risk. From hackers, viruses, natural disasters, or even the occasional human error. Few things are as bad for business as downtime. So why take the risk? Get Carbonite Cloud Backup and protect all the files that keep your business or your home running smoothly. Start your free trial today at Carbonite.com. No credit card required. Use the offer code TRENDS and get 2 free bonus months if you decide to buy.
I spent months searching the world over for the very best Nashville hot chicken recipe. Then I found it in the last place I ever expected, Nashville. KFC's new Nashville hot chicken. Crispy, hand-prepared chicken with a legendary blend of spicy and smoky flavor. You know, in hindsight, but I probably should have just started in Nashville. KFC, it's finger-licking good.
Limited time offer. Pricing and participation may vary. Tax extra.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
It's time for Coach's Corner with Johnny Taco and Coach John Johnson, former Ohio State backfield coach, here on Sports Overnight America Weekend Edition.
It's time for Coach's Corner with the Coach of Coaches. We'll talk about John Johnson, former Ohio State backfield coach, of course, under the legendary Woody Hayes. And, Coach, I got to ask you, Carolina, 6.5-point favorite. You think that's about right?
Yeah, I think Carolina wins maybe even bigger than that.
Okay, I'm of that opinion, too. All right, now you're the coach. I'm going to put you on another side of the ball. You were the offensive backfield coach. I'm going to put you on defense right now. You're the defensive coach for the Denver Broncos. How do you play Cam Newton? How do you neutralize Cam Newton, or how do you minimize Cam Newton's effect?
Well, I want to point out first that the defensive linebacker coach for Denver is Fred Puggett, who played tight end at Ohio State when I was coaching there, and then went on to coach at Ohio State, and he's been all over the NFL, and I'm so happy he's in the Super Bowl. And Bradley Roby is a defensive back for Denver, and then, of course, we have four guys over on the offense. Well, three on the offense: Ted Ginn Jr., Andrew Noel, Coy Brown, and Kurt Coleman on defense for Carolina. So, whoever wins, I'm going to be really happy for either two or four guys, and kind of sad for the others, but. The Buckeyes are really, really, really represented. To answer your question, I guess you have
I was hoping you were going to get to that, but go on.
Well, I wanted to get my guys a plug in there, you know.
I always love it when you plug the Buckeyes. You know we're Ohio State. We're all Ohio State here.
I think you got to put a spy on him, I guess. You know, now whether it's a linebacker that, you know, he set him about 5 yards behind the line of scrimmage, and his job is to make sure that Cam don't run. Or if he does, you know, you're, or maybe even a safety type athlete. The same thing. His whole responsibility is not let Cam kill you with his feet.
Cam Newton, of course, passed for 3,837 yards. Panthers went 15-1. He ran for 10 touchdowns, passed for 35 touchdowns. The MVP, Player of the Year, no doubt about it. He deserved that.
Yeah, no doubt, no doubt. He's played great. He's a great person too. I really like him. He's you know, if you notice him giving the balls to the kids, and then he's constantly doing things to help people. And you know, he went to Florida when Urban Meyer was there, and mm-hmm. Urban recruited him, and then he got in trouble over an incident that he got kicked out of school, and then of course went on to junior college, then back to Auburn. So, but you know, he's first class kid, and he's a great, great player. You know.
Why won't the American establishment media grab onto him? Why is it they're sort of treating him like he's almost like Sonny Liston?
Well, it's kind of like you could say Sonny Liston, but
Muhammad Ali.
I'd say maybe Barack Obama.
Okay,
you know?
Barack Obama.
I mean, same thing. You know, it wouldn't make any difference. You know, Barack Obama could come out and say, hey, we found a cure for cancer. And they'd say, oh, no, we don't want that. You know, and it's kind of the same way. You know, it's just, a lot of it's the color of his skin. And for anybody to say anything different, they're not being, you know, they're not being honest.
Coach, it's 2015. You and I are well into our years here, well into our decades. I really thought in the 70s and the 80s that equality was going to come around and everybody would eventually be treated the same, you know. But now we look at things like Flint, Michigan, and those people having yellow water for a year and a half, and the governor said he knew nothing about it, but yet he installed those water dispenser machines in all the state buildings in Flint.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's you know, they have no problem it's saving a dollar by taking food away from somebody poor, but they have no problem with whatever debt or whatever going in the hole or whatever you do to give it to the super wealthy. I mean, that's just
so. You think Bernie Sanders is speaking the right saying the right things?
Well, I think he's saying the right things, but I don't think that he, you know, I don't think he can win. You know, I think Hillary can win.
Coach, didn't we have this conversation about 8 years ago about this black guy from Chicago? Do you remember that one?
Yeah, well.
He couldn't win either.
But either way, even if he does, he's, you know, and I truly believe that a lot of things he's saying is absolutely true, you know, but whether or not he can get anything accomplished if he would win is a you know, a big question mark. But that would be true for anybody.
Back to Bush.
You know, I think the split is so great that, you know, the chance of any compromise is not very good. Now the real question mark is should Donald get elected? You never know what he's going to do.
Okay, let's change subjects just for a bit. Let's go back to the 50th Super Bowl. Because we are here just hours away from the Super Bowl. I am just miles away from the Super Bowl. I can't wait for these people to get the hell out of San Francisco. I'm telling you, Coach. It took me
a lot of money, man. Look at it that way.
Coach, it took me an hour and 45 minutes to do a 35-minute thing today.
Yeah, well, again, look at it. From a positive standpoint, there's a lot of people out there spending a lot of money and
helping
your economy.
But the 49ers don't belong to San Francisco anymore. They're in Santa Clara. They're like 40 miles away.
Well, but the city of San Francisco is in the area, I'm sure.
Oh, okay, so same thing. All right, now you put the Ohio State Buckeyes in Michigan. Would they be the Ohio State Buckeyes?
No.
No, okay. So how can the San Francisco 49ers be the San Francisco 49ers if they move to Santa Clara?
I didn't realize that, you know. Honestly.
40 miles. Coach, man, it broke our hearts. They built this billion-dollar stadium down there in Silicon Valley. Only the filthy rich can go there. Not too many people are showing up for games. It costs more. I was looking at some ticket prices a few weeks ago before the 49ers season ended, and you could actually get a parking pass cost you more than a ticket to the game. Can you believe that?
Yes, I can believe it because the bottom line, it's all about money.
Hmm, okay.
Most things are. You know.
Super Bowl, the biggest greed, biggest money grab in all of sports. No question about that, isn't it?
Well, one of them. I really have a serious problem with the NCAA and the billions they take in. So,
well, that's because they pimp off our youth in this country. They pimp them off, and then they leave them. They leave them alone. As far as their injuries are concerned, 10 years down the road, you know, Coach, I got to bring this up. You know, you and I have talked about this in the past, but some of the mainstream guys around here don't want to touch it because they know guys in the NFL, and they're afraid if they say things against the NFL, they're not going to get interviews. Of course, the NFL was in town this week, and most of the jocks were down there getting interviews. But the bottom line is, the NFL they covered up this concussion thing for years. Joe Capp, who played for he was the NFL champion, Minnesota Vikings, when they played, I can't remember who they played, Kansas City Chiefs in for the Super Bowl, and he lost. Joe Capp doesn't remember where he's walking down the street, doesn't remember where he's at now. He did an interview today for the Chronicle. Ken Stabler now came up with that CTE, you know, and this 27-year-old kid that committed suicide a few weeks ago with the NFL, he had the CTE too. Is football worth it? You're the coach. I'm going to ask you this.
Yeah, yes, it is.
Wait. If you're going to put
you know when you just like when you get in a boxing ring, you know what the chances are, and same way on the football field.
But coach, I feel safer in a boxing ring than I would on a football field because nobody's hitting me in a helmet.
Yeah, well, I guess it's just. And trust me, I a few times playing football, I got knocked cold. But then we thought it was like a badge of honor. You know, it's like, oh, man, did you ever get your ass knocked out, you know? Oh, yes. Get a little smelling salts and get up and get ready to go again, so maybe that's one of my problems or something. But, no, seriously, I think football is... It's worth it.
Okay.
You know, to those that play it. And
so what do you tell them?
I think the compensation that takes place as far as especially the college athletes is very unfair.
Back to Super Bowl 50, the most expensive ticket in sports, no question about that. Now, Coach, you told us how to stop Cam Newton, maybe put like a spy on him or something like that, a linebacker, maybe a quick safety or something like that. How do you stop Peyton Manning?
You just get to him.
Rush him?
You know, either way, you know, both guys are, if you blitz them, they both have the ability to get rid of the ball quick. And of course, Cam's got the great feet. You know, you got to hope that your secondary can stay with the receivers. I mean, it's just... You know, gets down as 11 against 11, you know, and gets down to whoever wins the line of scrimmage.
Okay, so who's
if Denver can block well enough to keep Carolina from getting, you know, cracking Peyton a lot, then they got a great shot, and vice versa. If Denver can block them, and, you know, you have to give Denver credit. They've got the number one defense in the league, so they're doing something right.
Yeah, but they haven't seen any. They haven't seen Cam Newton yet this year.
Yeah.
I'm going to run with a score like this. 37-14, Carolina Panthers win by 23 points. I win going away, I think, better than three touchdowns as far as the point spread, currently 6.5 points. Coach, Will this be an exciting Super Bowl? I mean, the buildup is there. I mean, everybody in town's going crazy. You think this?
Yeah, it'll be exciting.
Yeah?
Either way, it'll be exciting.
Hmm.
You know, whether it's a close game or you just see some great plays made by, which I, you know, I think if it is, you know, I think that Carolina stands a lot bigger chance of scoring a lot of points than Denver. But I think you score. I think just Carolina in the 30s and Denver in the 20s.
Mm, that's about right. All the best to you, Coach. Say hello to your lovely wife and your son. I miss you guys. I wish I could come back to Columbus. I wish you'd come back there and let me do some ring announce for one of those fights, man. I'd love to come back and see you again.
All right, buddy.
All the best.
See you later.
Thanks a lot, Coach. John Johnson, former Ohio State Buckeyes backfield coach and the legendary Woody Hayes. You're tuned to Sports Byline.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
You know, this isn't fantasy football.
We're talking about the dark side of the NFL leading up to Super Bowl 50. Not trying to give you bummers, but, you know, this is what's happening. Of course, Joe Montana, get this, his hands. He says, oh, my gosh, my hands in the middle of the night, they hurt really bad. As far as running, I can't really run. I can't do much with my knee. As far as his neck being fused, it's been fused three times already. I think I'm headed down the fusion thing again. The path of the nerve, they think, is being affected. On his back, he's talking about after my first back surgery, he's got a sciatic nerve has been damaged. He's got nerves have been damaged in his face straight up. The NFL is nasty. Now we go from some nastiness to some good stuff. Straight up, Dominic, tell me something I don't know.
A couple weeks ago, Andre Drummond went 13 of 36 from the line. The 23 misses are in most in NBA history. He's been shooting 35% from the line, and now there's a lot of talk about getting rid of the Hack-a-Shaq. Here's a fun fact. Andre Drummond, DeAndre Jordan, and Dwight Howard have accounted for 70% of the Hack-a-Shaq fouls. Simple thing, guys. You guys are professional athletes making millions of dollars. Learn how to shoot damn free throws. The three of us could go to a gym right now and shoot 35% from the line. I guarantee it.
And Rick Barry could teach him how to throw and probably shoot 70 or 80%. I'm telling you, Barry can teach these guys.
Barry could beat two of them put together.
Well, I'm trying to say is he can teach that method, the underhand method of throwing the three throws. Now, Zach Attack, you do the same thing. Tell me something I don't know.
Well, tonight at UFC Fight Night 82, Stephen Thompson upset Johnny Hendricks. He stopped him in 331 of the very first round. So pretty impressive stuff by Stephen Thompson, and he'll probably have the next welterweight title shot.
Is Hendricks is the guy that beat GSP, right?
Yep, the guy who beat GSP, and a lot of people think beat the current champion.
Interesting. Now, what's coming up as far as the World Heavyweight Championship is concerned? Have they rescheduled this for Beast Verdum, Cain Velasquez fight? Is it got a date yet?
There's no official rescheduled date on that. And I just wanted to add on to Dominic's, what's it called? Andre Drummond, that one night, missed more free throws than Steph Curry has missed all year.
Interesting. All right. Super Bowl predictions, we'll go back to them. I'm thinking it's going to be a rout. I think the Carolina Panthers are going to put up some crazy numbers. I think Las Vegas is going to make some money here. I really do, because I think people are going to get down on Peyton Manning because Peyton's a legend. Dominic, where's your money going? Talk to me. Final score. Give it to me.
I'm taking the Broncos to win the game, and I'm definitely taking the Broncos at 5.5 or 6.5, whatever it might be. I think they win a close one, maybe by 3 points. I may have overshot it a little bit earlier, so I'll give it, 24-21, something like that, Broncos.
Zach Attack in 15 seconds.
I actually have the same prediction for the score, but I think Carolina will eke out a win, and I think Cam Newton will throw two interceptions, and Peyton Manning will throw one.
Interesting. Wonderful show tonight. I want to thank John Oliver. Speaking of John Oliver, he returns to HBO tomorrow night, John, of course, Saturday night. Take that back, Sunday night. John Oliver returns, of course, last week, tonight, with John Oliver on HBO. I want to thank him. I want to thank HBO. Ken Stabler. Man, Barry Tompkins interviewed him. That was pretty heavy, wasn't it? And his wife, the interview with him. Straight up. It was an emotional show. Super Bowl 50 is right around the corner. Zach Attack Young, Dominic Jimenez first. Zach Attack, you did great tonight. Good luck with your pick tomorrow, but you're wrong.
Thank you. Thank you, Johnny Taco.
Dominic Jimenez, I got to tell you the same thing. You were stellar tonight, but you're wrong as well.
We'll see you tomorrow. I'll shoot you a text at about 6:30. We'll see what's happening.
This is Sports Overnight America. I am Johnny Taco. Those are my all-stars, Zach Attack Young and Dominic Jimenez. This is Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition.